My name is Carly Lambert, and I am a student at Appalachian State University. I'm studying elementary education with a minor in special ed. I'm recording this podcast for my sophomore writing class because our project for the end of the year is to create a work using alternative media. Normally, in writing classes, you know, you just sit and you write papers, but for our final project, my professor asked us to use an alternative media. I've never recorded a podcast before, so bear with me as we get into it. I wanted to make this podcast to raise awareness about childhood trauma and the effects that it might have on a child down the road. This is a topic that's very, very near and dear to my heart, as I have experienced some of the things that works around childhood trauma. After listening to this podcast, I encourage you to look up the Adverse Childhood Experience Quiz because you might learn something about yourself. You can find that by going to the CDC website or even just typing it in on Google. It's a very talked about cause. So without further ado, let's get into the big stuff. So childhood trauma can have huge implications on the child in the classroom, as well as later on into adulthood. My goal by the end of this podcast episode is to give you an idea of what childhood trauma is, the characteristics that it will present, tips for teaching a child who experiences trauma, and the impacts that trauma can place onto adults. So you may be wondering what childhood trauma is. Childhood trauma is referred to as a scary or even life-threatening event that happens to a child. A child can also suffer secondhand childhood trauma if they experience someone who is close to them being hurt or injured. So childhood trauma, every child might not exhibit the same traits that another one might present, but this is just a basic idea of some characteristics to look for when you're teaching a child who is experiencing trauma. Most of the time in education, you know the burdens that your children come into the classroom with. You know a lot of their backstory, but there might be small details that you might not know. And with anything in life, it's all in the details. So let's get into it. So a child who is experiencing trauma may come off as very aggressive. You may notice the child lying or even stealing. The child may experience increased anxiety in the classroom with testing or what have you. They may have depression or even drastic mood swings. Some children experiencing trauma may be absent from school frequently, and they might have descending grades. The child might have a learning difference, or they might be slightly more immature than their peers. So, tips for teaching a child who experiences trauma. So the biggest tip for teaching any child, not just one who experiences trauma, is to involve their family. And I say family because we never want to just say parents, because, you know, every child might not have parents. They might live with their grandmother or even their aunts or uncles. So involve the child's family. As a teacher, you should show the child that you do care about them. Involve yourselves in their lives, whether it's within the classroom or even in their extracurricular activities. Go to their football games or their ballet recitals. Show the students that they have some control over their circumstances, but most importantly, you should keep an open eye for a child that might be contemplating suicide. As a whole school, the school should exhibit a welcoming feel for all students. As a teacher, you should work with the administration to implement a bullying program that can teach the students and staff about intervention. Manage your classroom in a way that is inclusive to everyone, because, you know, you might have students who are coming in from different countries who are experiencing trauma related to that. So really manage your classroom in a way that is very inclusive. And then you should also try to integrate groups. If you do a lot of group work in your classroom, you should integrate groups to discourage self-segregation. So earlier I mentioned that after the podcast, you should look up the Adverse Childhood Experience quiz and take that for yourself. So we're going to dive a little bit more into that, and I'm going to tell you about some of that. So Adverse Childhood Experiences, which is also called ACEs for short, are events that are traumatic for a child. These events occur between the ages 0 to 17, and there is a study for ACEs which begins with a simple quiz, and that is the quiz that I was talking about earlier. The quiz is based on a point system, and the points that are accumulated has a link to being considered more at risk. When a child is exposed to trauma early in their life, they are automatically considered more at risk for things that can happen into their adulthood. So, trauma leading into adulthood is a very big issue, and I'm sure that we all know someone who might identify with these traits that I'm about to talk about. So, here's a few examples of how childhood trauma can affect later in life into adulthood. So the person who experienced trauma will be more prone or may be more prone to injuries such as bone fractures. They may experience more mental health issues such as PTSD relating to the trauma, depression, anxiety, among many more. They may experience infectious disease like STDs. They may experience chronic disease such as cancer and diabetes due to stress. And the person may engage in risky behaviors such as alcoholism or engagement in sexual activities that can lead to unwanted pregnancy or STDs. And they might have missed out on opportunities such as a good education, like further education or a career. And all of that information is credited to the CDC. So, like I said, my name is Carly Lambert, and I am studying elementary education at ASU. I hope that this podcast was meaningful to you as the listener. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me. I can leave my email in the description box, but this is a very serious topic that a lot of people may not know a lot about. And as teachers, we should be very, very trained on childhood trauma and how to handle it. So I hope that this opens the door for you. I hope that after listening to this podcast, you take the quiz and you begin to research further into this topic and educate those around you, because everyone should have an idea about this. So thank you for listening, and you know, you might catch me later. See ya.